Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Autistic Poet Odyssey Meditation with your Autistic Director Manager.
It's
your host.
11 o'clock.
You're listening to Autistic Poet Odyssey Meditation with your Autistic Director Manager, your host for Poet and Odyssey Meditation and Autism Week radio show with your host, and also I'm your poet, Maria Ilio, and also we're going to we're having our guest on, who also is a poet, and he's going to meditate and teach everybody about meditation and breathing, and to meditate is for anyone who needs time to breathe. It can be for autism, meditations for your health, to help to calm, to relax. Enjoy. So I'm going to read a poem. Today is Happy Valentine's Day, connecting, heart to heart. And we're going to welcome Brian Burns. Welcome.
Hi,
Brian.
Maria. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Today is Heart Day. It's Happy Valentine's. Connection.
Happy
love.
Happy Valentine's to you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, as a poet, I wrote a poem that she could give as a gift to her friend. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to. That's perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yes, and you are my rose. I visualize you in the corner of my mind, grasps in hand, walking near the water, be still. Tranquil sounds of nature, be observing. Noticing our deep connection, energies within our souls, stand strong who I am, enthralling experiences. Captures my attention with his eyes, memorizing. He's in a daze, in awe, expressing ourselves, our long journey, pocketing our recollections, memories for a rainy day. He embraces me in a hug, my emotions feels his kiss, romantically wrapped me in with his love. I feel your love, a beautiful thing.
Lovely.
Thank you. And so, I gave her an idea, and I said, you could write. She couldn't. She sometimes says, it takes time to write. Yes,
right.
For a poem.
Right.
Yeah. Some poems. It comes right away, Brian, and all the time you just think.
Yes, yeah, that's wonderful.
And so I came up with an idea, and I had more, and I picked up the alignments, and this is what my poem, captured.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So,
the wonderful poet Gloria Gramlich used to be able to do that. All you had to do was give her an idea, and almost in a minute she could write a gorgeous poem about it.
Yeah, I came up with ideas, she hasn't seen it because of, what our world is, in right now, and so she's not able to see each other. And so, this is, I'm really happy for her. I can't wait. Finally found, person, and we're very happy for her, find the right man who could love her and see who she is .
Yes.
So how was your special heart day today?
Oh, it was very nice.
Love.
It was good.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yes, I for my Valentine's for my heart day, we had fish. So that was, you know, that was my special special day for the meal, and nice fish and broccoli with it, fish and so it's good.
Yes, yes, we had Chinese food.
You had that? Okay. But did
Chinese.
You do something with your friends the house?
No, we just ate out. We just ate out.
So maybe for this, you know, the love we have for one another, for your child, shows the love for the child, for the siblings, you know, mother, way the parents look at their child. Maybe you have any like a nice meditation to, you know, for that?
Probably.
Yeah, let's start off with a meditation, you know.
Start off with a chant, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Alrighty. Well, this is a chant to the Angel of Infinite Love. And it's Avalokiteshvara. And the name means the avatar or the Lord who steps down to help on hearing the cries of the world. So every time we say the name, we're saying that prayer. So I'll sing that name in a chant for a few minutes. Avalokiteshvara, 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 Avalokiteshvara.
That sounds good.
Next, we could just do a simple sitting and breathing meditation. You feel like doing that?
Yes.
Gonna sit peacefully, quietly in a comfortable position. And when we breathe in, we feel and are aware of the air coming into our lungs, into our body. Breathing out, we are aware of the air and oxygen leaving our body. Breathing in, we are aware. Breathing out, we are aware. In the awareness, we are present. In the awareness, we are here. Sitting, we feel the gentle weight of our body on the seat. Sitting, we are aware of sitting. We are aware that we are present. It's almost like the Buddha is present with infinite love, infinite peace,
infinite grace.
We are aware of our mind. Our mind is always active, always changing, always moving. Sitting, we are aware of our mind. Aware that it is always changing, impermanent. In our mind, we are aware of our own being. We are here. We are breathing. We are present. We are sitting. We are home. Marie, do you have another poem?
Yes.
What do you have?
Aspiring wisdom. Obstacle and stride, tapping rhythm through life, aspiring wisdom. And then I have Greek music. Sounds of Greek music, Greek dancing on boardwalk, embrace the culture.
Nice.
And
these are haikus.
Those are haikus. They're artistic haikus because I give a title to my IQ.
Right.
I had to put the artistic touch to it.
Yes.
I still need a title. You know, I just needed a title.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I wrote this poem from an art teacher that I used to have, and she passed right in December last year. So this is what I wrote. She was an artist herself. So, a light in a candle. My deepest condolence, stunning loss. Losing your mother on a gloomy day, wailing cries, tears falling, sobbing of departure, separating life, a new path with a new direction, reminder within, constellation replays, the vigils, embracing in a hug, a story tell of a mother's love, a deep connection, heart warmth, lighting candles, restoring her memory, who she was, spiritually, fulfills her life's dreams, lives in her home, art gallery, scales connects within her own gifts of artistry, a musician and artist in her own right, a teacher of life. Sits on individual, her dedication beyond her inner power within teaching, reach students, optimists within themselves, own gifts immersion through on canvas or playing instruments, singing, operetta, pockets the tools of trade, the words of perfect phrase. Yellow flowers celebrate her life, the light of God, illumination of Lord Jesus Christ. Gail's passion lives on unceasingly in her enormous love, touches our souls, sorrows remains in her hearts. Gail's harbors body, internal rest, her soul ascended heaven, a life of an art surface, teaching the angels God's eternal love.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. And then home, but it's not finished yet, but it sounds good so far.
Yeah,
I call it it's called Our Green Box. Mirroring is like a mother and daughter poem. Mirroring my inner strength within my body movements, tapping the steps of harmony, fulfilling box of emotions, unwrapping gradually, lifting cover, all green box, staying grounded who I am.
Good. I like it.
Thank you. Thank you. You think that's good like that? It's the end of that way? Or,
I kind of like it. Just as it is. I don't think it needs anything else.
All right. Awesome. And it's done. That's good.
It's finished.
That's a wrap, man. That's a wrap. I finished.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I went to fold it, right? That's it. It's done. So I could read one more, and then you could do a, you want me to read one more? This is called an old style. So I was, she's one of, I'm in my acting group, so she's one actor that, you know, is, you know, for Christmas, it's like what, you know, the names they give you to who you're supposed to give a gift to. So my gift was write a poem. And I wrote a poem not only about her, but also include, you know, her friends in the group and the person who writes it. So I figured we include everybody into the poem. So Diane is extremely gifted artist in performing arts. Her deep passion for singing and acting, connecting hearts of souls. Diane's performed live in operatic plays and musical original written by players and director who worked with people with autism and disabilities for opportunities to participate in the arts. Wearing many hats, dressed in costumes, play our character roles, travel experiences, routines, rehearsals, run-throughs with lights, cameras, music, fade in, fade out, participating in our lines, theater stage, venues, guild hall, trying to process a blissful moment, audience, smiles of laughter, enjoyment with standing ovation. You like it, Bart?
Oh, it sounds very good. Yes, I like it a lot. It's a beautiful tribute.
Thanks. So what poems do we have? I mean, meditation.
Meditation. Well, we could do another chant or we could do another practice.
Yeah, we could do both. But...
Okay. I'll start with a chant, and then we'll do a breathing practice called Zen breathing. Well, maybe we'll do the breathing practice first. I think that's better. So we're just going to sit in meditation. When we breathe in, we are born. And we breathe in the whole world without fear, without hesitation. In a state of total generosity, spaciousness, and equanimity. And when the lungs are gently filled to the top, we abide there for a few moments. And that's our life. Beautiful and brief, and we hold on to it dearly. Then when we're relaxed and ready, we exhale. And when we exhale, we expire and touch death. And we give away everything we took in the in-breath, the whole world, and in the exact same spirit of freedom, fearlessness, spaciousness, and equanimity. Then when our lungs are gently emptied to the base, we abide there for a few moments. And that's where we get to touch the ground of emptiness itself, from which all things arise and to which all things return, where there is no self, no other, and all things interdepend, interbe, and interpenetrate. And we come to understand the truth of non-duality. Now, when we're relaxed and ready, we simply breathe in again and start the process all over. Hands can be held in any position. We can bring them together in our lap to form the offering cup. The offering cup is always empty. It's empty because we've given everything away. And it's empty because we're ready to receive and accept whatever life brings. And we'll breathe in this mindful way for about 2 or 3 minutes. Normally we would do it, if we were doing this at a regular time, we would sit for about 10 minutes. But we'll just do a sit for a few minutes now. Breathing in, breathing out. This practice comes from the tradition of Zen master Thich Nhat Hanh, who says when we learn to breathe in this mindful way, we learn to breathe like a Buddha. It's inspired by the Heart Sutra. So we'll sing Gate Gate from the Heart Sutra 3 times in Sanskrit and once in English. Gate Gate Aragate Varasam Gate Bodhisattva Gate Gate Aragate Varasam Gate Bodhisattva Gate Gate Aragate Parasam Gate Bodhisattva Gun Gun Totally Gone to the other shore to enlighten me.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have another poem?
Yes, I have Intuitive Mind. Observing intuitive minds within our own inner soul, those connecting with depth of emotion, absorbing touches the pure heart into of core, balancing body, spirit, trauma, health, and sensory through energy connected, members eyes of the observer.
Very good. Love it.
You're welcome.
Excellent.
Me too, now. And let me see. Have you here? Okay. I'm already in my inner my rooms. Okay. Unique rooms within our brains, invisible rooms. Unique rooms within our brains. Our rooms are smaller because we're all different, and that's okay. In my own brain, there is room to withdraw, to be quiet, to silence confidence. Plenty of places to store deep thoughts, scary ones, unfinished ideas and talents. Room to work on myself, a work in progress. Some rooms have music while others replay the past. There are some filled with light and others darker than the moon's night. There is even a special place to store the tears we shed to be used later, to water our dreams so they don't die, a room of remembrance storing the traumas or the joys of a single life that we learn instead of blindly forgetting either. We're all on a voyage from here to there, birth to death, sadness to happiness. And destination isn't as important as what we do along the way with those rooms.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Trying to look for my... my poems, yeah. So, we got one. God's gifts of life's lessons.
Mm.
God sending me a gift without... I want to write one like that for like an energy poem for that. That'll let me work. I'll write something like that, God's gifts of life with energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a neat new poem to write about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me move back. I'm not sure if you can see. Okay, where's my... Mm-hmm. Okay. Looking for a new poem. And I want these three chicks.
What's
it?
Yeah,
I'm looking. Let me see. Alright, how about this one? This one sounds good. Storyteller of a Traveler. Traveling through states, communicating of spoken words, formatting overwhelming emotions, writers himself receiving outcomes of response. He started his own business as a publisher, publishing poets, authored books, connecting poets around the world. Anthologies of authors have grown to a larger audience, anthology formatting unique styles of writing, performed in libraries, college, power and words of encouragement, children's writings of participant schools, storyteller of a traveler.
Mm, beautiful.
Thank you. Well, how about we write, I love you so. And then one.
Perfect for Valentine. Yes.
I love you so. You're autistic. You are diagnosed autism. I love you so. Be observing tranquility within nature, listening to silence. Be still in the moment. Be open-minded. Knowledge is hiding in my pocket. Open the door, welcome within my inner soul. Come in, learn with me, world of my wisdom. You visualize my gift, emerges through within my own design. I stand strong within my own power. It's a beautiful thing. The narrator of an artist.
That's beautiful. Love it.
Thank you.
Perfect for Valentine's. Because it's about another kind of another level of love, you know. That's
yes.
Wonderful.
No. I tell you something.
Mm.
I tell you something. Little flower, flower girl. Why are you crying? I see them. I love you more than a baby doll. Hugs. Then you bounce for comfort at me. Document my journey within the next world. You see me in the future. Purple is extremely powerful, serving tranquility within my I am, beyond my wisdom. Power my higher self, my inner soul. I stand strong. I stand grounded. I tell you something. Through your growth, repetitively place the gifts of opportunities within my life lessons to be learned. God turns love within power, stage in new impromptu sceneries, acting roles, my goals in progress, the observant of storyline, and creating my own script within my own decisions, our own choices, propel self-directed support, circle of life, experience of growth, visualizing my true self, breathe, process, and go over the poet.
Beautiful. Excellent.
Thanks.
And Marie, I'll just do one more chant before we say goodnight. The time always goes so fast.
I know.
So, oh, it's amazing. Yes. So I'll do this chant to the Buddha and wisdom and love. Om Namo Muni Muni Ma Muni 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 Doha Muni Muni Ma Maria, thank you so much for letting me on tonight. This is always wonderful. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
You too.
And Athena.
Right.
And to everybody. And have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for asking me on.
You're welcome. So we're going to read. You're welcome. I'm going to read a mother daughter poem for Amble Autism.
Terrific.
Dedicness of white. Petals represent our stories, the depth of our emotions, storytellers express them, pocket our innocence, the gift of white roses, holding securely in a mother's hand, hands within experiences, touch the heart of souls connected, develops growth of her autistic child, breathe, Amble Autism, be observant, the narrative of love and heart. So that's Maria's poem.
That was beautiful.
Thank you again,
wonderful for Valentine's. Perfect.
Yes. The love, yes.
yes. Well, thank you again. This was wonderful.
Welcome.
And we'll do it again soon.
Yes. In a couple of weeks, we'll come on again. You're welcome.
Yep. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks. Bye for now.
Bye. I'm gonna end my show. Mother and daughter poem. Pink cat. Pitter patter of rain. Pink cat emerges upon my paper. Touches. Mother Door poem, Pink Cat. Pitter patter of rain, pink cat emerges upon my paper, touch of paintbrush through clutter in the corner of my mind, floats away in water. I am rainbows with storm of rain, sunshine on a new day. I am strong. I can accomplish my gifts as an artist. We're going to end it. You are my rose. I visualize you in the corner of my mind, grasping hand in hand, walking near the water, be still, hearing those sounds of nature, be observant, notice our deep connection, energies within our soul, stand strong, who I am, enthroned in experience, captures my attention, with his eyes, memorizing, he's in a daze, in awe, expressing ourselves, our long journey, pocketing in our recollection memories for a rainy day. He embraces me in a hug. My emotions fill his kiss, romantically wrap me with his love. I feel your love, a beautiful thing. Hearing with in nature, mother and daughter poem. Hearing within nature, swaying back and forth, find ourselves on a journey, riding on boats. Our body feels rapid movements, rocking to emotions on waves. Our mind remains strong through windy, stormy ocean on a rainy cloud, on a rainy cold day. Creating our own protection, safety, artists of design, smiles of joy. The scenery within nature, swaying back and forth, find ourselves on a journey, riding on boat, our bodies feeling rapid movements, rocking to emotions and waves. Our mind remaining strong through windy, stormy ocean on a rainy, cold day. Creating our own protection, safely, artists of design, smiles of joy. Mother Dora poem. Blue cover, student mirror and teacher, drawing down our magic box. She replied, blue, lifting blue cover of magic box, stuffing box with feelings is no longer serving. Athena's emotion, frustration, showing exactly where on her own body frustrated is. In the corner of her mind, constantly worried, within new life, routines. Blue cover, student's mirror and teacher, thrown down a magic box, she replied, blue, lifting blue cover of magic box, stuffing box with feelings, is no longer serving. Athena's emotions of frustration, showing exactly where on her body. Mother and daughter poem, blue cover, student, mirror, and teacher, throwing down a magic box, she replied, blue, lifting blue cover of magic box, stuffing box with feelings, is no longer serving. Athena's emotions of frustration, showing exactly where on her own body frustrated is. In the corner of her mind, constantly worried, within new life, routines of growth, beyond her wisdom, she found peace within her soul, the feelings of comfort, receiving love and support, embracing new routines, I am safe. Another poem. Listen to me. Listen to me. I am loved, loving autism, my true self. The telltale stories of who I am emerges, my gifts, touches my heart of soul. For all our audience and our listeners, we enjoy our show on our artistic poets, Odyssey, meditation, and have a wonderful night, and we'll Well, do more meditation and in a different show and another week.